Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 and the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, January 19, 2016. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomao, and tonight we are talking youth and politics. Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. If you want to contribute live on air, give us a call at the following number, and that's 001-202-619-2077. Again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back. We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com or on voaindebele.com and voashona.com. The political and economic situation in Zimbabwe continues to decline by the day, with no solution in sight. The ruling ZANU-PF party is in turmoil, and the opposition is in disarray, for lack of a better description. So, who can deliver us from this quagmire? The youth, someone might say, but is that true? Let's get talking and hear from our young people. Tonight, emakhaya lichonanjani, hiku divana lamhlanje ngolwesibili mhlaka 19 ngoZibandlela 2016 kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela ezombusazwe sixoxa labasakhulayo kubana bawubona njani umnyaka ka-2016. Ezombusazwe babona ngani kuza hamba njani, siyazi into kazimanga kuhle, umnotho kawuhambi kuhle. Ezombusazwe yingxaba ngxoza, lithini ke basakhulayo, lisithinte ke. Sikhulume khonapha cingweni kunombolo zethu ezithi 001-202-619-2077. Inombolo njalo 001-202-619-2077. Lingasumela njalo incwadi nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asikhulumeni basakhulayo uhlelo ngolwenu. Vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa che vechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi nemsi wechipiri tiri kukurukura nenyaya ye zvematongero enyika, tikukurukura nevechidiki chibvunza kuti muri kuzvionawo sei gore rino, goredzwa gore ra 2016. Muri kuona kunge nyika iri kubudirira kana kuti iri kuramba ichienda kumawere, uyezve remangwana renyu muri kuona rakamira sei, rakajeka here kana kuti kwete. Tiridzirei runhare kana muchida kupinda pachirongwa pafoni dzinoti 001-202-619-2077, kana kuti mwiti tumire tsamba pa WhatsApp pa number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. I have my first guest tonight, Ellen Shiriedenga of the MDC party, led by Walsh Mengube. Ellen, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good evening to all listeners.
I'm fine, thank you, and I hope the listeners are doing good as well. It's a new year, Ellen. This is 2016, and you know, from my experience, is things are bad, things are it's a mess. Where do we go as young people? How do you guys envisage 2016?
Yeah, you know, if you look at 2016, you know, it seems seems like it's a very bleak year, especially not just for the youth, but for the entire nation as a whole. And also, this is exacerbated by the drought situation in the country, that, most of the people survived on farming, and not just farming, but also with people that, indirectly benefited from the issues around agriculture. And also, given the current state of our economy, it seems as though there is no turnaround. Instead, we are heading to worse off situation. From the look of things, we are going to back to the 2008-2007 situation when things are bad. And from a youth perspective, it's actually difficult to actually conceptualize as to where we are going, considering that, for instance, we've got those that are at school, they can't even afford education. And we've got quite a number of students that have dropped out from universities and colleges because they can't afford the fees. And some, they failed to even write their exams last year in November. So what it technically means is that they can't proceed this year. And the situation is now worse off because their parents, who used to pay fees for them, they no longer are. Some of them, they lost their jobs. You know that court ruling where employees were given 3 months notice. Quite a number of people were affected, and as a result, that affected students from continuing their education. So, in such situations, it's actually difficult for a young person to say, okay, fine, now I've dropped out of school, what next? And given that, the informal sector is growing in Zimbabwe, it's actually bad. Most of young people, they resorted to vending. But you see, day in, day out, vendors being chased away, and they can't even do anything. They can't even do a different thing, as a source of income. So really, it's actually difficult. And it's unfortunate from the young people's perspective. It's unfortunate that government seems to be turning a blind ear on the concerns of young people. For instance, government is doing absolutely nothing to cushion the youth from these problems, like, for example, subsidizing their school fees. And also the issue around employment as well. There is no job creation in this country. The unemployment rates, they are getting higher and higher on a daily basis. And for instance, I'm in Lawa at the moment. We've got quite a number of young people that went to South Africa, that have been working in South Africa. Out of the 3 million Zimbabweans that are in South Africa, more than 3/4 are young people. But now, those people, they used to help us. They used to send money back home to sustain their families here. But the problem is that if you look at the rand, they send their rent here, but the rand is just valueless. You can't even buy anything from that money. And even in South Africa, the migration laws now, they are prohibiting Zimbabweans and other foreign nationals from going, from residing and working in South Africa. So really, as for young people, the future is just bleak, not right and center. And in 2016, unless and until something, a miracle happened in Zimbabwe, I don't see a positive future for young people.
Okay, thank you there. Ellen, please do stay on the line. We have another guest, Happy Mo Chiziba of the MDCT. Good evening, Happy Mo. Yeah, Tambo Kurukura earlier, ba chimwe chirongwa chedu, Happy Mo. Si ti taurire se vechidiki ve MDC, muri kuriwonawo se gore rino iri gore ra 2016. Tikuzwa kuti gore rapfuura, zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Asi hapana chachinja pari zvino. Muri kuriwonawo se uye zvezvi zvamunoda kuona zvichiitika gore rino.
President, that is
Mukoma Happy More rambai makabata muri parunare ipapo ngipenduke kuwe Shiri Yedenga uyakhuluma lapha o Happy More Shiziba uti gore rino igore remasimba evanu lonyaka ngomnyaka wabantu ngomnyaka wamandla abantu kuza kwenzakala njani lokhu ngokubona kwako Shiri Yedenga njengoba abantu behlukene kangaka bengabambananga ikakhulu nxa sikhangela amabandla yenu amabandla aphikisayo
njengoba mina ngingakhuluma ukuthi umnyaka loka-2016 abantu sebedikeke kakhulu and abantu bazombili bathukuthezile kakhulu and ngesikhathini ezinjalo nabantu ezondile uba namandla okwenza into yokuthi ade sisabe ukuyenza malanga onke ngendaba yokuthi ubebone ukuthi hhayi ubesinamphesheze ukuthi akulakho ngabe ulenza ngokuyabe comfortable ne-situation. But thina njengokubona-ke thina abantwana abasakhulayo bezidekele kakhulu and sibone ukuthi khathesi isikhathi sesifile ukuthi sibone ukuthi thina ngoba isasa leli afektha thina. Nxa singekele ukulungiselela isasa lethu awuba into ezalini. So thina yikho okhathazekileyo njengokhuluma ukuthi thina njengabantwana abancane ukuthi thina sibe ngebandla se-MBC yebo siyakwanisa ukuthi siyekhuluma lezilo minista uzawukuthi njawuthi asahumile ingesifani siyafuna lokhu ngiwanti lathi i-stating ibintembe fi-empowerment but abasoze besilabele ngoba siyabe siliqeshana elincane le-M B C njalo labo abe-M B C labo labe-P B T na i-P B T ingahambi yodwa kumbe i-M B C ihambe yodwa abasoze belale labo baliqeshana elincane. So into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abasakhulayo kumele kusebenze ndawonye sikubone ngesikhathi egovernment esinesina limithi izindakujomithi nakukhophathi singazethi kuzuza abantu nakhona amayithi bekhuluma izinto ezinganani nokungakhethakaliyo ukuthi zibandlalile. So from that experience esaba layo kujomithi nakukhophathi ithiye ukuthi thina ezamangenti singahlala phansi sisebenze ndawonye sakwanisa ukuthi nalesisaseke sokuthi le sinasizinasi nasesikhathele sesinye silungiselele kusasale. And I believe that this capital is necessary.
Right.
yes, we are Mama Party, but we don't have these issues across countries. Whether we want to live Ama with us, Ama, don't get to affect her, we can have children, don't get to affect her, because of his goals.
My third guest, Ndodana Moyo, youth leader of the party ZAPU. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, comrades.
Yes, you heard there from Shiri Edenga. She says that, you know, this should be a year that means, you know, unity for young people despite their various and different political affiliations. What say you?
Yes, comrade, this year it will be a year for a change. And I think the major point is to do away with this current government, with its system, which has destroyed our economy. As we see, the economy right now is in tatters and it needs fixing as soon as possible.
We can talk about, you know, unity as a young people, but how do you do that? Because it's been tried before and it has failed dismally. You look at efforts to unite the MDC. Where have they gone? And we've also, you know, been hearing about, you know, ZAPU talking to the Ngobe MDC and other, you know, PDP, other parties. But how do young people, you know, coalesce? How do they come together when leaders of their parties have failed?
Yes, the future is ours. Our future is in our hands. Any Ngabucho comrade, ukuthi isikhathi sesifikile sokuthi abantu abatsha baphume kuma-political jackets, singene sibe ngqondo one. Singachithi isikhathi sisetshenziswa njengabantu abatsha sisithi mina ngikule iparty, ubani ukule iparty. Abadala be-split their party. Khathesi thina okudingakalayo njengoba ngithilo earlier ukuthi okuqakathekileyo now, the major point is to do away with this current government. So, ukuthi wena ungayiphi iparty akuqakathekanga. Imisebenzi sonke kasisebenzi. Akula company ye-MDC, akula company ye-ZAPU, akula company ye-Mabambo, akula company sonke seZimbabwe siyahlubeka. Sithola sonke endlelweni, sibulawa sonke emazweni. So, angiboni ukuthi singamiswa
kusasa yethu kwehlukana kwama-political parties. Siyabonga Mnumzana Moyo, uqhubeka ubambile khonapho, and I'm joined now by a human rights lawyer, Maruf Mandevere, who's here in the United States at the American University. Va Mandevere ndepie?
Mose, marasimbe.
Ah, tripo. Kurise ku muri ku Virginia kako.
Ndiri ku DC.
Ah, okay. Chiri se chando mdara. Chiri ku pizza panze apa. Charo chiri ku pizza.
Chiri ku pizza.
Yeah. Kotu kutaura nenyaye ye, you know, politics 2016 gorerino. Vechidiki waru ndina Ellen Shiredenga wa MDC avanuve. Ndina Happy Mo Chiziva we MDCT uye ndina Ndodana Moyo we ZAPU. Vari kubvumirana kakuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve vechidiki vanofanira kubatana zvisinei kuti ndeve which political party uyezve vanofanira kubatana vabate ZANU PF nesimba kuti ichinje zvino zvoitwa seizvi
ndinobvumirana navo sematauri avari kuita tikaona isusu zvakaitika munyika yedu kuti tiwane rusununguko kazhinji mayouth ndo vanhu vakatorwa vakaenda kuhondo vamwe vari vadiki vamwe vari vamwe vati kurei but ndo vanhu vakarwira nyika kuti wane rusununguko panguva idzodzo vari mayouth asi chinodiwa ndechokuti vanhu ngavatibvumirane pazvinhu zviripo zvekuti nyika yedu ibudire uye iende mberi ngatichimbosiya zvekunyanya kuti uyu ndewekubato ripi uyu ndewekupi kana kunyanyisa kushandiswa nemabato zvisizoa ndewekupi mayouth ngatibatani isusu tidimande kuti nyika yedu igadziriswe nevanhu vari kuda kutitonga saka ndinobvumirana navo zvikuru kuti mayouth ngatigare pasi ngatiungane tigase mayouth tipewo vhiyu yedu nezvinhu zvatoda kuti zvinge zvichiitika munyika
asi tiri kubvumirana pano apa pachirongo akava mandeve rekuti panofanirwa kuva nekubatana asi kana panguva yesarudzo vechidiki vacho ivava nde vanenge vachimhanya vachirovanaka
ndo chinhu chikuru chezvo munoona mayouth chaari kuitwa ndechokuti upenyu hwedu hwakakanganiswa kana kuti hwakavhiringidzwa nevanhu vanga vachitungamira kwenguva yese i havana kukwanisa kuti mayouth akwanise kuwana mabasa havana kukwanisa kuti mayouth awane pundutso hakuna muyouth anoenda kubasa anozvishandirwa munoona achishandiswa kuti arove mamwe mayouth nekuda kwekuti atengerwa madodoro kana kuti masikadhi asi nekuda kwekuti vanhu vatonga nyika vaita kuti isusu mayouth titambure zvokuti tishandiswe zvisina tsarukano ndo nyaya iripo chaiyo chaiyo mayouth aziriwo ari kungomuka otanga kuita kundorova vanhu pane vanhu vanga vari kutonga nyika pane vanhu vanga vari kumberi pane vanhu vanga vachitungamirira vari kuinda kundoita kuti mayouth arovani izvo ndo zvetinofanira kuramba isise mayouth
thank you there vamandeverera mbai makabata parunare happy more imimi kana panguva yesarudzo iye zvinoizvi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekubatana you know nenyaya yerunyararo asi kana panguva yesarudzo ndimi munenge muchitengerwa madoro ana abatai munhu and munenge makubata munhu ipapo handizvo here
handizvozvo yenawa
ndati handizvo here mukoma happy more
ya zvaimabatai munhu zviriko kune vamayouth anoshandiswa saizvozvo
saka mogadzirisa sei dambudziko iri sevechidiki kuona kuti shanduko yamuri kuda inouya gore rino
zviripo mukuru zvekuti isu sevechidiki muzimbabwe tingave vemapolitical parties akasiyana-siyana tingave from maorganization akasiyana-siyana but we have areas of collaboration tine maareas atinokwanisa kusevenza tese tikanakisa nyika yezimbabwe chikuru chiri kudeva munyika yezimbabwe chekutanga hakusi kunzi zanupf yahwina here political parties yahwina here asi chikuru chatiri kuda iconducive environment yakanakira
okaymukoma happy more ndimbomubatai muromo ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri but now it's time to say good night to our radio listeners but the good news is we are streaming live online at voazimbabwe.com voandebele.com and voashona.com Good night, radio listeners, but everybody else, please stay tuned. We'll be right back.